This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. I'd say the odds are pretty good you're in your car right now. Maybe you're leaving work. Maybe you've just done some shopping. I'm just guessing. But with a smartphone, there's no longer a need to guess. That device can pinpoint your location and send that information to third parties. And with that, they can predict what you're going to do next. Sam Harnett has this report on how mobile location data is fundamentally changing how companies treat consumers.
People who buy used trucks rarely go to toy stores. Customers of KFC also frequent Home Depot, Nissan dealerships, and museums. Latinos are 43% less likely to shop at Whole Foods than the average person. Duncan McCall says he's determined all this by using people's smartphones to track where they are.
We use location as a foundation to essentially hang data from.
McCall is the CEO of PlaceIQ, a consumer behavior analytics company. It has drawn a new map of America, breaking the country down into 100-meter by 100-meter tiles. Inside each one, PlaceIQ notes where mobile users go and what they do.
We can see their journey across our map of the world, if you will, and now we can build very rich behavioral profiles. Shops in Walmart frequently, business travels, likes to go fine dining, works in these types of areas, etc., etc.
Since PlaceIQ can see where mobile users live, it can tie in traditionally gathered info like demographics, income, and even TV viewing habits.
So you can create a relationship between television viewing and physical behaviors in the world, such as store visitation.
So does McCall know exactly who you are? No. He says the data is currently anonymous. He doesn't want to know your identity. It's not the point. He just wants to predict what you'll do so other people can sell you things.
This data is going to change the way we market our product.
Sanjog Mishra is a professor of marketing at UCLA. He says digital data will affect things like how companies develop products and display them in stores. And they can now send personalized ads to individual users at an exact time and place.
I might advertise to you if I see that you are about to enter a supermarket, but I won't advertise to you while you're sitting at home.
Advertisers have been dreaming of individually tailored one-to-one marketing for years. To know exactly where you are is even better than they hoped.
But it has a very, very dark side.
Jeffrey Chester is from the Center for Digital Democracy. Collecting all this data is an invasion of privacy, he says. But there's another problem, one that's less obvious and even more alarming.
It raises the real threat of a new form of discrimination, of digital redlining.
He says data is already being used to determine how we are treated, whether we get perks like coupon codes and free shipping, or if we have to pay full price. In the future, who knows what it'll impact? Maybe credit card rates and loan accessibility.
Do we really want to live in a society where every movement we make, every decision we embrace is collected and analyzed, and decisions are made about it?
Well, we do give apps the right to track us. We can stop them by turning off the location services on our phones. But without that, some apps won't work. Duncan McCall from PlaceIQ says it's foolish to try to hide from tech.
The way you approach that is not by trying to play whack-a-mole with technology, because you'll always lose that because it will always evolve.
McCall and Chester at least agree on one thing. The only way to prevent discrimination and control our privacy is through regulation. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.